Hey everybody, this video is all about how you unlock your magic and partner with the magic that's already in the universe, and really just about what that concept actually means. So remember that magic is a metaphor for the vast intelligence that pulses, a life force that pulses within us and every living thing. So if you can imagine that that magic in you is your spiritual force that goes dormant or not really used well when it is led all the time by the human ego, right? So when the self is separate and thinks it's the only one that's making the decisions, we don't really get a chance for the soul to experience anything new. And the soul wants to experience something new. The magic is your soul that wants to experience something new. And so when you give it a chance to wake up and integrate, because it's always going to partner, it needs the ego, it needs you, it needs us, our human self, in order to experience, because it can't experience things without a body and without that finite birth to death experience. It just can't. So otherwise it's just in the ozones, it's just in the invisible, and it needs the visible, tangible life in order to experience us through our senses, etc. So there's this big system. So when we wake that up, which is what unlock your magic means, we wake it up when we recognize that we always have a link to our source. So it's like turning a light on that then starts to glow, and then the source that it's attached to, which of course it's the individuation of the greater consciousness, then starts paying attention to us a little bit more because we have acknowledged it. So, but remember, it's not separate from us. So, you know, most religions have actually said that we are made in the image of the divine in some way. Or even in polytheistic cultures where the gods represented different archetypal aspects of the human psyche. So we've all been storytellers, remember, stories in motion about how we have seen ourselves either powerful or powerless in the world. And so when we tune into that divine energy, then it's like we plug ourselves into this electricity and the world lights up. And so that's what we want. We want the world to light up. And when you plug into spirit, then automatically you have partnered with this other magic. Now, when we look at magic, there are universal laws, which we're going to cover, the rudimentary laws we're going to cover in this course. So you really understand that, you know, these universal laws that have been taught for centuries have always operated within the interfacing between the human life and the spirited life. And when I say spirited life, I'm not talking about disembodied souls. I'm not talking about dead people. I'm talking about the intangible ways that we actually influence material reality. So that we, our consciousness and the law of attraction and all these other laws we're going to talk about, we're actually talking about the law of magnetism later in the course, and about frequency and the way we actually, you know, resonate. So imagine that we're this energy that resonates, if you will. So this leads me from, again, unlocking your magic, partnering with the magic in the universe, and then using the oracle cards as your tracking device. Now, what is it that you track? Well, you track your energy. So like we are stories in motion, we are energy in motion. So we are always going to start first in the spiritual realm because that's how it works. And I describe this all in my book, Uncharted. So we have this sense that we start in the realm of spirit first, right? That's consciousness. And then we go through different phases of our awakening. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, once we linked with that, it's going to have some kind of impact on our material world. But there are certain laws or certain, I would say, you know, kind of, yeah, like law of gravity, for example. So how we and our consciousness, our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs actually bring us into some form of an alignment with what we are consistent about. So for example, on a negative level, if you've been consistently focused on being a victim, you're going to continuously notice opportunities for you to continue that story, right? Because it's a story that is in motion, but in this case, it's a never-ending story that takes us in circles. Now, if you are wanting to break out of that, like we are doing here, a new beginning, well, what you're doing is you're partnering with spirit and you're saying, regardless of my conditions that have been repetitive, regardless of the things that I see here, I'm going to partner with you. My magic's going to unlock. Then I am going to feel more and more encouraged because the cards are going to tell me that I can become something more, something deeper, something more profound, something more useful, something more of service, something more creative, something, whatever it is. And so you have that going on now, right? So that magic that you've unlocked partners now with the magic in the universe so that you can create a unique, authentic, inspired life. And that really is a huge piece of what we're doing here in the next 7 weeks. And actually, more than 7 weeks, it's really just me delivering the course to you in 7 weeks. So ultimately, this is the magic, the metaphor of the magic that we're really talking about. And it was fun, again, as every time I teach on one of the videos, I take two cards to help me share, you know, more information. So I say, what more information can I share with them? If they were to unlock their magic, partner with the magic that's already in the universe, understand how that works, and create a unique, inspired, authentic life. Well, guess what? New life comes up, right? So that's pretty self-explanatory. So there's this beautiful egg and a beautiful fairy and something magical, and we're waking up. This is about becoming awake, right? So look, the fairy is yawning, right? This, if you look at this really closely, that fairy is like stretching and yawning. And so you're gonna stretch as you wake up. You're gonna stretch yourself and you get happy as a result of it. Now, is this gonna stir you up? Yes. For some of you, you might find that this brings up some chaos in you. Because guess what? Let's pretend we're transplanting a tree, right? So when you take a tree out of one spot so that you can get it to grow bigger, you ever done that with a plant? Like the plant's roots have gone so far and then it starts to rot, right? I have transplanted many plants and I'm not very much, I don't really have a green thumb. So if you take one out of the pot that was constricting it, right, which is about your conformity, your old story, the way that you have defined yourself up until now, but it's not fitting you anymore. You're grown out of it, right? But you don't know where to go because there's no other place that you can see because you're stuck in your little pot. So imagine spirit and you and all your colleagues, when I say colleagues or your peers, are helping you, encouraging you, and you're going like, I want to get into a bigger pot. So up, you take the roots out. Well, what happens? Well, they get exposed to oxygen in the air. And it takes a while when you put it in the new pot for it to get used to the pot. A, it thinks it's way too big, oh my God. And then B, it's got to settle in. And sometimes it gets a little limp and because the magic hasn't taken root yet. You get what I'm saying? And you got to tend to that plant. So all of you are like little potted plants and you're in a limited little plant pot. And I am getting you to be in this beautiful one. And then you might outgrow that and get into a new one because you'll see stories actually of people who have taken my classes before and you've seen them in the Oracle School Insiders page where former students of mine or current students of mine have told their stories about what it took for them to get in and what happened to them that they kept getting into basically bigger and more beautiful pots. So that's what we're talking about unlocking your magic and partnering with the magic that's already in the universe to claim your unique, authentic, inspired life using Oracle cards. See you in the next video.